Yeah. If you plan on going to prison, top five things you should know. Chaz and AJ in the morning, 99.1 PLR, 95.9 The Fox. From a guy who's been there, Sean Hennessy's on the show. Stand-up comedian, podcast host, and competitive roaster. But before all that happened, professional prison inmate.
Oh, look at that.
I see you have professional prison inmate on your resume.
Some experience, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Hey, good morning, Sean.
Convict is the preferred term.
Convict.
Convict, gotcha, right.
Inmates conform, convicts don't.
Oh, gotcha. How did you end up in prison?
Well, it started off with juvenile detention facilities and juvenile placement facilities.
You started young.
Right.
Very young. Actually, my first incarceration was at 11.
Wow.
I went 11. To Hartford Detention on Broad Street in Hartford I was 11 years old.
That doesn't sound like a polite place.
No.
No, not at all.
No, it wasn't a polite place. This was in 1997, so there was still a gang war going on in Connecticut, actually right there in Hartford. So it was not a very nice place to be. Absolutely.
You're 11. What do you do at 11 to get incarcerated?
I was selling weed.
Oh.
I actually was selling weed on a playground. Very fitting for an 11-year-old.
Right.
It wasn't, okay. Well, where else are you going to sell it? You can't go to the bar.
No, you can't. No.
It was to a much older person. But I actually got caught by my childhood the guy who baptized me, the priest. And he called the cops. And everybody says, why didn't you run from the priest? I lived three streets away, and he literally had known me my entire life. Where am I going to go?
Seriously. You know what I mean? God, the whole nine yards.
Why wouldn't he say, let's go talk about this, son?
Right, let me try and fix you.
Confession.
There's a preface to that.
Father Fink.
I went to that Catholic school. I was expelled from that Catholic school in first grade.
Oh.
Because they said I tried to stab a kid on the playground with a dart, which I didn't do. But I was, you know, I didn't know my dad. I was the poor kid in the school. My grandpa had money, so he paid for me to go to the school. So I always had the bad rap to begin with. Before I even did anything wrong, it was a Catholic school. I was a bastard. Oh, sorry. Can I say?
Yeah, you're good.
Yeah, you get cold all the time, so don't worry about it.
All right. So I had the bad rap to begin with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And when that incident happened, I was just the worst of the worst.
How much weed?
I got caught with an ounce of weed on me.
11 years old with an ounce of weed.
Right.
Yeah.
Why was a priest buying weed?
Bags, so technically it was 30 grams. What's that?
Why is a priest buying the weed?
It seems young, but if you grow up in a broken house, you become an adult very fast.
You do, right. You're paying bills.
11 right. is...
shopping.
Yeah.
The whole nine yards.
And you're selling weed, and what are you doing with the money at 11?
Buying more weed.
See? All right, so you're investing back into your company.
Exactly. With a corporation.
At that age, you know... Like, yeah, I'd buy myself snacks and toys and little stupid things, you know what I mean? But really, I was just reinvesting in the company because, you know, I got up to a quarter pound rather quickly. And that's actually what ended up really getting me in trouble a little later on. When I was 13, I got caught with a quarter pound and I got sent to placement. I got a commitment, an 18-month commitment, and I got sent to this place in Deep River called Mount St. John's. And it wasn't a bad place, but it wasn't the best. So I decided that my stay there was over, and I took off. And I ended up turning that 18.
You released yourself.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I was over cognizance.
You had a meeting with yourself.
And we're out of you.
You said, yeah, okay, you're eligible for patrol.
Yeah,
we're going to release you.
Yeah, you've been good.
Actually, technically, I was eligible for parole. I stayed there for 9 months. And when they said that I wasn't going to get it, I decided I am.
Okay.
So I left. And,
right, you took the initiative.
Right.
I did.
Assert yourself.
And I took somebody's car. So.
You need to ride home, so.
Theft auto.
Well, how you need to ride home. Get away.
Yeah. Right.
Exactly.
What are you supposed to do? Walk?
There's no Uber.
Wait, hold on. Bring us through this. I'm fascinated with this. How did you break out?
I walked out. It wasn't a locked facility.
Okay.
This was a placement facility in Deep River, Connecticut.
I got
it. It was 100 miles from anywhere. They're not locking anything.
How did
Where
you
are you
steal
gonna
the,
go?
How did you steal the car?
Well, this is technically I just took it. It was running.
Oh, okay.
It was by a boat launch. It was right on the Connecticut River. Okay. We left on a weekend during the day.
How good were you at driving at that point? 13.
I was not very good, but the person that was with me was a little bit better.
Oh,
okay?
See? Had a wheel man.
You walked out of the facility, so you walked out with someone else.
Had a wheel man, yes.
Yes, we left together.
All right.
And that actually ended up getting me in more trouble.
Damn it.
That we got stopped, if you know Route 9 at all, we
yes.
got stopped at the lights in Middletown. So we made it
oh.
from Deep River to the lights in Middletown, which is maybe 12 miles, not very far.
It's a good haul.
Two 13-year-olds driving a car. He was 14, actually. They stopped the vehicle. He was cooperative. I was less than cooperative. So they decided that I was the mastermind behind the plan.
Oops.
And that he really didn't want to leave the facility, that I essentially forced him.
You coerced him to doing it, yes.
Coerced him to do it, essentially.
Yes.
So that 18-month commitment ended up getting turned into a four-year serious juvenile offense.
Four-year.
That's nice, 17.
Time, yeah.
Well, they actually ended up letting me off early because when I was 16, in the state of Connecticut at the time, at 16 you were considered an adult, okay? So I had done the majority of that time in the old Long Lane and then CJTS when they opened up the new Long Lane, which was an absolute, it was a mess. When they
it sounds like from 11 to 16, you spent most of your time in facilities.
Incarcerated.
The formative years, yes.
Yes.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Right. The majority of it, with a month here, month there, you know, trial release with a quick violation
right.
of parole and reincarceration. I had my parole officer pop up in my school hallway one day and just snatch me up from school and bring me to Long Lane.
Wow.
No
prom,
yeah,
no
I
prom date here.
Class.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you missed out on all those things in life.
Pep rallies, proms,
yeah. right.
school dances, cupcake
it's
sales.
It's funny you say that because my high school girlfriend, the night of her junior prom, I was sitting in Harford County Correctional Center.
Do you have a corsage in your hand?
No, I did not.
Oh.
But so what they decided to do with my juvenile parole
had a one-piece tux. It was orange.
Yeah.
It was white.
White.
Oh,
see? Formal.
Youths got white jumpers in Harford County at the time. And so when I was 16, you used to, in Connecticut, at 16, you were an adult in the eyes of the court.
Yeah.
It's since changed in the last year or two, I have found out. But at the time, at 16, you were an adult. You went to adult county jail. If you got sentenced and you were under 18, you went to Manton Youth. So the prosecutor said to the judge, let's let him off juvenile parole and let the adult system have him.
Whoops.
That's literally what they said in court. And within 60 days, I had my inmate number.
You graduated.
For a fist fight in a high school.
Oh.
And
did you win at least?
Yeah.
Cool.
The kid must have had osteoporosis. Out of 16 years old with osteoporosis, his cheekbone and his orbital were pretty badly damaged.
Oh, see?
Or maybe you're a good puncher.
Nah, he broke. The kid broke. I'm going with him.
Yeah,
the kid broke.
Must have been an accident.
Fragile.
My fist just repeatedly hit his face.
The kid's name is Fragile.
Must be Italian.
I hit him. Right.
He must have had a condition because his face was so mangled after I repeatedly beat it.
He kept running into my fist over and over again.
Yeah.
Sean Hennessy's
the funny thing was,
stand-up comedian, podcaster, host of Competitive Roaster, spent most of his life incarcerated.
Right.
The funny part.
Oh, the funny part. Cool.
Okay, go ahead.
The funny part about that was the next morning I walked back into the school like nothing even happened, right?
Yeah.
And because it happened in the school, in a study hall when the teacher had left the room. So,
They just figured no one would notice.
Right, no cameras.
This guy with a mangled head.
Right.
Well, this is back before cameras. Exactly.
He fell.
So I walked off the school compound that day right after it happened. Came back the next morning like nothing happened. The principal pulls me into his office immediately. He goes, what's wrong with you? I was like, what? He goes, you just came back here like nothing happened? He goes, these people want to sue you. He was like, you got to get out of here. I was like, what do you mean? I didn't know.
So take my car.
You just act like nothing happened.
You know, there's a principal
right.
who...
It didn't happen.
Yeah, just get out of here.
Right.
Actually,
take my car.
This
one else.
That principal also called me down to the office when they hauled me in for the weekend to cut me off a juvenile parole. He called me into the office and sprung the cops on me. And he goes, I told them you'd be calm. They wanted to raid the school, but I told them I could get you to go calmly. And that was Mr. Sigmund. He was a really good principal. But when he said the cops are in the other room, I jumped up and went to run out, like, run out the room or possibly jump out the window.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, I told him you'd come. Then the cop came in. He put me on the phone with the prosecutor from New Britain, and the prosecutor said, listen, I'm cutting you loose on Monday. I'm just holding you for the weekend.
All right, hold on.
That's
weekend,
the only reason
okay.
I went calmly.
Hold on. So we got to take a break.
Yeah.
But I would think if you've been incarcerated most of your life from 11 to 16, when you're walking down the hall in a high school or in a room in a high school, you don't pulverize someone's head because you think, you know what? I don't like being incarcerated. I don't want to go back.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let people mouth off to me because I don't want to go back.
Or not.
It was the exact opposite of that. That's where my friends were. You're going to send me to hang out with my friends?
Right.
Like, yeah, I had a skewed view of everything at the time. Yeah.
Most of your life has been there. That's where you're comfortable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. And it's like, you know, and even in Mount St. John's, like, you know, like high school, there's girls and whatever. Like at Mount St. John's, they would take us off campus to do like little field trips and stuff. And
yeah, and your home life sucked.
Right.
Their van had, this isn't bad.
Their van had bars on it, but
we go on field trips.
Right.
All right. Hold on 1 second because we're going to go from there to when you went to prison. Well, I'm fascinated with this guy's story, and we're going to have him back because we're just not going to have enough time, but we're going to touch briefly on his prison stay.
Yeah.
Where was that place that someone just texted us? They worked at the facility that Sean was in.
Mount St. John.
Mount St. John's. Yeah, that's in Deep River.
Okay, were you there from 08 to 09?
No, God, no. Okay. 08 to 09, I was in prison.
You graduated by that point, right. Yeah. You never left back
it
there.
It was like being in college. 90,
exactly right,
I was
right,
there
yeah.
10 years earlier. I was there in 98 and 99.
Okay, yeah, he had a doctorate by this point.
As a matter of fact, 99, I was already in Long Lane.
Nice.
Like, I was there in the 90s.
Overachiever.
Okay. That's what you go back to that place and the fountains are low and
exactly,
the classes
right.
seem small.
Yeah, you want to go there anymore. Right. Yeah.
Sean Hennessy, stand-up comedian, podcast host, and competitive roaster on right now. We're linked up to all his stuff. Now, so you're 16, you get your prison number.
Yes. Back then, when you were 16, you got your inmate number. And when you were unsentenced, you would go to the county jails, which was Harford County, New Haven County, Bridgeport County, and Corrigan out there by New London.
Corrigan sounds like a better option.
No, it depends on who you are, man. It's also a super maximum security prison.
Yeah, it looks scary.
They also have
super.
They all look scary.
Yeah, this one looks really scary.
There's not a prison that I think I'd end up in where I'd be like, this is pretty cool.
No, like, you know, open bay windows and things like that.
But if your life at home is, you know, a neighborhood full of drug dealers and mobsters and gangs and shootings and you're not eating and there's needles everywhere. I mean, the prison, maybe it's structured. It's not that bad.
It depends. Is there a playground?
I mean, so the thing is I was used to juvenile facilities at the time. I had never been to adult prison before. I assumed it was going to be drastically different, but I didn't know how different it was going to be. So I was a little nervous the first time going to adult prison. And, you know, you said...
Are you driven there in a truck?
Yeah, an ice cream truck. Nice. Absolutely.
All right.
Did it play the music?
You're hogtied, so you got cuffs
not
on
hogtied,
your...
Not hogtied, but... No,
ankles?
No, like Texas restraints, ankles, a chain from my ankles to my belly
Can
chain.
Can you imagine that?
Most folks pay for that.
And crisscrossed. Yeah,
I'm
16 years old.
Yeah.
So you go to Harford. You went to your.
You're in that truck. Are you guys talking in the back of the truck, or what's being said?
Yeah. Just honestly, that trip was a lot of older dudes because you're in there with 40, 50, 60 year old men, grown ass men. Grown men.
Yes.
No, that's
and
wow.
You know, honestly, that trip was just a lot of advice. Like, listen now, and also the youth tiers were drastically different from the adult tiers because you got a bunch of 16 to 18 year old young, wild kids.
Yeah.
Some kids in there for murder, some kids in there for shootings, stabbings, violent assaults. Everybody's full of piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
And everybody's ready for a fight. Okay. But when you're unsentenced, you're still going to court. So you don't want to have too many tickets. Okay. So
what do you mean by tickets? Incidents in the
disciplinary reports.
Yeah. Right.
So
okay.
Every time you get into
That'd
a fight,
yeah.
you have a class A ticket. Okay. So and for every infraction you commit, there's a level of ticket, right? Class A and B are the main ones. I'm sure there's C's, but I don't know. But
right, you know what? We have to go to break. I thought we would jump through your whole life in two breaks.
No, you can't.
When he said it started when he was 11.
Right.
Yeah. Well,
this is going to take a while.
So we're going to have you on again, and we're going to pick up from you get out of the truck and you walk in the prison.
Right. There's a cliffhanger right here.
Yeah. It really is.
Yeah.
So, all right, Sean, we're linked up to your stuff, bullpentherapy.com. Sean Hennessy, comedian, podcast host, and competitive roaster. Congratulations on turning your life around,
man. Yeah, seriously, man.
Not easy.
Man. Yeah.
Not easy.
No. It was not easy, but I'm you know, every day I'm working on it. You know,
and you're
I mean,
sharing your story, which helps others.
Right.
You know, it helps me, too. It really does.
Right.
It's cathartic, and I hope I could help even one person.
Ashley will reach out and get you back on the show.
Awesome. I can't wait, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, man.
Wow. Good dude.
Yeah.
Tough life.
Right.
I hear his story. I think, man, I could have been me. And it's a wow.